It's been nearly 30 years since the Athletic Training Practice Act was adopted in New York, and now state lawmakers, along with athletic trainers for the New York Yankees and Buffalo Bills, say it's long past time for the state to update this bit of law with the goal of creating a license for the profession of athletic trainer. To discuss the issue, we're joined by Arturo Flores, president of the New York State Athletic Trainers Association and an athletic trainer at New York University. So why are we talking about this issue at all? What's the importance, from your perspective, of creating a license for athletic trainers?
Well, we want to make sure that the people that we are dealing with, the active persons that are out there every day, we want to make sure that they have the top person that can help them out with all the benefits and with all the expertise that they have to offer. Athletic trainers have been standardized in education since 2004, and that's a national standardization. So all the programs that are out there within the 30 years that you've talked about, our profession has evolved, become better. We're working more with other healthcare providers, and we want to make sure that the people that are on the sidelines are licensed and have the expertise to help those that are out on the field.
So what do you envision the licensing process consisting of in order to create that standardization in New York?
New York is one of the few states that doesn't have a license as far as athletic training nationally, right? So we want to make sure that through this license, number one, it's a consumer protection. We want to make sure that the people that are on the sideline are actually licensed athletic trainers. And through the certification boards of New York, we want to make sure that the people who are calling themselves athletic trainers actually have the education, actually have the certification from the proper program. We also want to make sure that the people who are on the sidelines are providing the proper care, and that when we do have any sort of injuries or any sort of ailments that are going on, those people have the education to go ahead and take care of it and start the process of getting the person better and back onto the field.
With regards to that consumer protection part of this licensing issue, is there a reason to suspect that there are athletic trainers that aren't adequately prepared for the job they're doing?
Well, the other part of it, too, is we want to make sure that we're educating the public on what an athletic trainer is or who an athletic trainer is. So we want to make sure that, number one, is a healthcare provider. There have been a lot of people who said that they are athletic trainers, but they might not have the proper certification or they might have an outdated certification. So we want to make sure, at least with the Practice Act and with everything that we're going through, our Practice Act is up to date to what is allowed and what we're allowed to do and what we've been educated to do.
What's something that a licensed athletic trainer in the future might know or be prepared to do that a athletic trainer in name only who hasn't been licensed just isn't ready or up for?
Let's say there's an incident at the field. I mean, I don't know if you're familiar. We've had an official go down and two athletic trainers were able to provide life-saving care to that official in Long Island. In a situation like that, we want to make sure not only do they have the up-to-date and the proper techniques and proper skills, but also there's a continuity of care. So we want to make sure that the athletic trainer can provide the proper care, is able to relay all that information to the next step of care, which probably would be an EMS personnel, and then direct that care to the hospital. So we want to make sure that everyone has the most current events. Being licensed also allows us to keep in touch and make sure that everyone is keeping up with whatever continuing ed programs, whatever continuing ed units they might need in order to keep their certification valid.
Are you concerned at all that licensing athletic trainers will make it difficult for one-time events or small organizations to find athletic trainers because licensed trainers might become too expensive or the process might be too burdensome for otherwise qualified personnel?
We want to make sure that the athletic trainers that are working have the protection to be called athletic trainers. We also want to make sure that, you know, institutions such as high schools, college athletics, we want to make sure that the people that they have there are licensed and they are protected in regards to title and as well. There aren't a lot of people that are not considered athletic trainers. I mean, now that the awareness is out there for what the profession is and what we are doing, there are a lot more institutions that are looking to hire athletic trainers. We just want to make sure that we keep up to date with everyone in the nation as far as keeping up with the standards that the nation, that our national, is providing.
What sort of feedback have you gotten on this issue from the chairs of the Higher Education Committee in the Senate and Assembly who are responsible for shepherding this type of legislation through their committee, because all licensing ends up, you know, being under their purview?
Sure. So we've been working with representatives and legislators from every part of the higher ed. We've gone through the Senate a few times. It's made it to the floor a few times of Senate. We all know how hard it is for licensure to pass through New York State, right? It's not only in our profession, but, you know, just overall, we know how difficult it is. So we try to work with them and you know, work with everybody to try to get the right verbiage and to get the right point across, so that there's a compromise in what needs to be said and how it needs to be presented.
Can you talk a little bit about the training and education that you went through to get to where you are as athletic trainer for New York University?
Sure, absolutely. So I want to backtrack a little bit and just let you know and let your audience know. So an athletic trainer is a healthcare provider that works with active persons in all different settings, right? So we could be found primarily in high schools, colleges, and universities, and professional sports. But we're also within the military, with police departments and fire departments, and also the performing arts. So the idea is that we go through a certified program right now. So you have to attend a program that is approved by a committee, by the school, by the national certification program. And then from there, you take all the proper courses, you partake in all the proper competencies, working with a certified athletic trainer on the field, in clinics, so on and so forth. And then from there, you go ahead and get continuing ed credits in regards to keeping up with your certification. So for me, I attended Stony Brook University for my undergrad. During that time, it was an internship-based program. So I had to provide 2,000 hours of on-hand work along with the classwork that was needed to take the national test. Once you take the national test, then you would be nationally certified, and then it's up to whichever state that you're going through to follow up with their licensure to become licensed and credentialed in that state. Currently, I am working at New York University, which is an NCAA Division III institution, primarily with men's basketball, baseball, and fencing. So from there, you can see that there's a variety of different levels of sport there. Everyone's aware of what baseball and basketball does. Not a lot of people are familiar with fencing. But the one thing is that no matter what kind of athlete walks through your room, whether it be the all-star, the starting lineup, or the walk-on from last year, they're all treated the same way. We want to make sure that their health and well-being, from the physical to the mental, is all covered in regards to what's going on through their career. So I always tell my student athletes, when you're on this team, I want to make sure that you can complete everything you want to do. And when you're done with your university time, when you're done with your NCAA career, you can still go out and do whatever you want to do after college. So let's say you want to run the New York City Marathon. Your body should be able to do that. We want to make sure that you can get your body to do that. And I think they appreciate that a lot.
Well, we've been speaking with Arturo Flores. He is the president of the New York State Athletic Trainers Association and an athletic trainer at New York University. Arturo, thank you so much for making the time, and thank you in advance for helping me out with my nagging softball injury when we talk offline.
Absolutely. David, I just want to also promote that we have a website. If you want to reach out to your legislator to help us out, it's getinthegameny.com, and you can go out and fill it out. It's for all New York State residents that have worked with athletic trainers, that know what athletic trainers do, and just want to help us with our legislative push.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by Destiny USA. Shopping, dining, and entertainment all in one location. For more information, go to www.destinyusa.com.